Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests, Pastor Don McLean and Carol South. Good morning to both of you. And you have an exciting event coming up in just under a month that we want to let people know about and get on their calendars. So Carol, I think we're going to start with you and go, when is it? Where is it? What's the, you know, that basic stuff people need to get on their calendars?
Absolutely. It starts on Sunday morning, October 22nd at 10:30. It will be at the Cass County Community Center out on West 10th Street in Atlantic. And basically it's an event where we are being sponsored by, I guess, six area churches. And so those six churches are going to close their doors that Sunday morning, and we're going to have a service out at the community center. And then it's going to be followed up Sunday evening, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday evenings at 6:30 with more and more of the same. There's activities for all ages. Okay, there's a nursery for the babies. There's four, you know, little kids, teens.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. But, yeah, be sure to mark October 22nd through the 25th. And I know you're going to be seeing more and hearing more about this, but can I mark those on your calendar now so you know that that's coming? So, Pastor Don McLean, Pastor Don, why, first of all, to get six churches together to do this, and this is a really big event. How did all this happen?
Well, it kind of started with a group of our leaders, and we were, I pastor at the E-Free Church, and we were praying probably 2 years ago, and just in the course of kind of leading the church, and God began to kind of birth a vision in us for doing some sort of a community-oriented renewal event, you know, a conference or whatever you might want to call it. And we weren't sure if it would just be a weekend or a week long or whatever it might be. As we were praying and through a couple of connections, one thing led to another. We ended up connecting with a ministry called Life Action Ministries. They're based in Michigan, but they have a kind of a national footprint. They have some different ministries they do. They have a national women's ministry called Revive Our Hearts that some of your listeners may have heard of or run into along the way. They also have like a radio ministry of their own. If anybody likes to listen to Christian radio, I'm sure you've heard some of their programming. And then another thing they do is they have these teams that at the invitation of local churches, they don't ever go to a community and just set up on their own. They come at the invitation of a local church or a group of local churches like we're doing to come in and just bring a renewal conference. So, you know, conference event, we've been, you know, that sort of a thing. And so
The theme I keep seeing, and Carol has told me, is thirst.
Yeah, they call it a thirst conference, and the idea is, you know, the Bible talks a lot about spiritual thirst, and the idea, it's a picture the Bible often uses to describe that deep-seated hunger we have, those deep-seated needs. You know, we have our jobs, you know, and we satisfy the needs we have in terms of finances and so on with that sort of thing. But there are these deep needs for meaning, for purpose, for help in our marriages and with parenting for those of us who are at that stage of life, all kinds of that sort of stuff. And the Thirst Conference is designed to take whoever wants to come and be part of it back to the scriptures, back to the basic Christian message. It's not sectarian, my church or any one church. It's the basic Christian gospel, the good news that Jesus brought.
So that kind of leads me back to the question, and these six churches, Carol, what are the churches that are involved?
They are the E-Free Church in Atlantic, Pastor Don, the Atlantic Gospel Chapel, and Bethany E-Free Church up in Exira, the First Assembly of God, and the New Life Church. And there's a participating church as well, the First Church of Christ is coming alongside and maybe not doing so much in the sponsorship of.
They're part of it too. We have these six churches. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that and you kind of said this, Pastor Don, but Carol, this doesn't mean you have to be a member of any of those churches to
absolutely
attend.
Not. No. This is for people who are just not finding meaning. You know, one of the things that the literature came from Life Action says that thirst will expose one of the main causes for spiritual dryness, and that is substitution. We chase after our kids, we chase after our job, hobbies, entertainment, fame, family. You know, sometimes even ministry gets in the way. You think you're so busy serving, but you just never feel like you're just empty or thirsty or dry. Mm-hmm. So this is a quenching. We're helping you to find the living water of Christ. We're not. The group is, you know. This is all about God coming in and just talking to the people where they are and getting to them.
So, Pastor Don, what Carol has said, it seems to me this is meant to be comfortable for anybody. Maybe there's somebody who hasn't been to church for a long time.
Absolutely, yeah.
Or they're saying, oh, why do I even want to go to church? Is there any reason for that?
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
I'm assuming kind of for everybody.
It really is. That's actually part of the driving vision. It kind of, you know, it was our idea, and the other churches who are working on the steering committee all are looking at it the same way. This is an offering to the community, and there's not, you know, we'll say who the churches are, but this isn't an attempt to recruit people back to our churches. Folks are certainly welcome, but that's not the goal. The goal is to introduce or reintroduce people to Jesus and that what Carol was describing so well. He's the one who will quench our thirst.
So is there music involved with this?
Yes.
Has to be, right?
There has to be, yeah.
You can't
so,
have this kind of thing without music.
So the team that'll come in, there's kind of a lead speaker and he has a support. So there's kind of these two more mature couples who lead it. And then they have a team of about 20 young adults, college age folks who are taking a year off, many of them from school, or maybe it's a gap year for them. So they're kind of that young adult age, that 20-something, young 20-something, and they're part of this team for the school year, and they're traveling around. Actually, I noticed, I was looking at it this afternoon, there's or before I came in, there's a young lady from Newton, right? There's one Iowan, but a bunch of other states as well. So it's kind of this regional sort of thing that comes in.
Right.
And yes, there are a lot of talented musicians, children's workers. That's where all the children's programming comes in. And yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So saying that, I think that emphasizes the point. This is for families. This is for people of all ages.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything against people who are older. You can see that by looking at me. But but it is for everybody. So, Carol, you even have some special programs planned for different ages.
Oh, yeah. They are doing age-appropriate programming for everyone. They've got a nursery for children 3 and under. The 4-year-olds through first grade will go to Happy Heart City, where they'll be involved with some drama, some creative lessons, crafts, singing, activities, and things that are appropriate for 4-, 5-, and 6-year-olds. Then the 2nd through 5th graders will go to base camp. Mm-hmm. And they also will be embarking on a unique experience as climbers. They'll be training to pursue the ultimate adventure with God. And then the teens, you know, 6th grade, middle school through high school.
Sounds like a challenging group to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And these young people will have the energy to relate to them and get them excited and just find out that there's, you know, when I was a teenager, the idea of going to church meant just going and squirming for an hour, waiting for it to get over with, you know? So this is something that will engage them and give them something to start a relationship with if they don't already have, or to reignite a relationship that maybe has gone a little bit.
A little dry.
Dry.
Well, yeah. And just questioning. I mean, I think that age, mm-hmm. that's a great age,
yes,
for questioning everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
With these other young people who are leaders, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, they've had those questions too,
mm-hmm.
and can help relate to all of those folks. And now, we've said there's these different groups. Is all this happening at the community center, or are you going to ship them off somewhere else?
They'll be all over the fairgrounds. No, actually, in 3 different places.
Yes.
At the fairgrounds. There'll be places for the kids to spread out. The teens will be in a different area, and I think the teens are also in the community center, but separate.
I don't remember the exact, but
yeah,
the community center has been wonderful to work with, and we're the main facility is that, but then a couple of the buildings at the fairgrounds as well.
Okay.
So it's nobody has to be bused or drive anywhere.
Okay.
It's all right
okay.
on location.
So what about food?
I don't know if there is any food.
Well, these are not overlapping any meal times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll be out on Sunday in time to go to lunch, as you always do on Sunday.
That's
you know,
right.
You end up at the restaurant and everybody's there. We call
There's
it second
There's probably snacks
service.
For the youngest kids, I think.
Probably.
Oh, probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, okay.
And the evening sessions also will be done in time to get home for dinner, or if you eat at 5 o'clock, you can still get there at 6:30.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So 6:30 is when those evening sessions begin.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
Okay. So, Pastor Don, have you had any report backs from anybody who's participated in anything like this?
Yeah, well, there's some neat testimonies that folks could see on the Facebook page and so on. But, you know, it's funny, we have a newer family in our church. They came from, I think they lived out in Newton, if I remember right. And they actually, the church they were part of out there had one of these thirst conferences in the last couple of years. He was so excited, both the husband and wife were so excited when they heard we were having one of these. So it was neat to, like I say, we haven't had a personal experience. We had one of our leaders is connected to this ministry professionally, but I have not been to a thirst conference, but it was real neat to have this local family say, oh, this was really neat. I'm really so excited awesome. This is coming to Atlantic.
Very so. Good. So, folks, remember to put this on your calendar, October 22nd. That's a Sunday morning, and then the evenings on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Get that on your calendar and watch for more.
Yeah.
And go on to the Facebook, www.thirstatlantic.com, and you can see lots more. But get it on your calendar so you won't miss it. We want to thank you very much, Pastor Don McLean and Carol South, for visiting with us.
Thank you, LaVon.
Until next time, here's a thought from Carol Burnett. Only I can change my life. No one can do it for me.